a negative thought if I wanted to. I'll give you a great classic example of that. Helen Keller is one of all the great time people. She one time coined a phrase that says, every time a door closes, another one opens. But some people concentrate on the door that's closed so much that they never see the door that's open. Now, when you practice these ideas, then I'm saying that you always get a chance to see the door that's open. Now, this time he has said so many times today, it's been said so many times today, that if you practice these ideas, and this is a quote that came directly out of Think and Grow Rich, if you practice these ideas long enough, riches will come your way so fast you don't know where they're coming from. Now, if you have a big goal in life, if there's something big that you want to achieve, then there's a decision that you're going to have to make right away. What are you willing to give or give up to have what you want? You see, nature's greatest law is the law of cause and effect. Emerson calls this the law of laws. The great law that says you can't take more out of life than what you put into it. No way that that can happen. Now, why is it then that we don't achieve big goals? Even more so, why don't we set big goals? Why is that? Well, you know why. It's a universal reason. Fear. Fear of failure is the reason why most people don't try to do things. What if I try and fail? What if he asks me a question and I can't answer? I don't know how it is right now, but when I was a young kid and we had a school dance, why, the girls all stood on that side of the wall, you know, and the guys stood on this side of the wall, and Esther was the cutest girl and the best dancer in school, and I really wanted to dance with her. But I was afraid to walk across there and ask her to dance, and she might say, oh, you got pimples, you know, and then I'd have to walk back and all the guys would laugh at me, see, and so I didn't get what I wanted because I was afraid to try. Now, let me tell you. Let me tell you how you overcome the fear of failure. You overcome the fear of failure by having a goal that's worth failing for. That may be the most important thing I say to you all day long. It's having a goal that's worth failing for, worth taking a chance. You see, I've come to understand that failure is a very positive part of your life, is that you cannot have failure without success, and that you cannot have success without failure. It's both sides of a coin. So, I think about these things. And when I talk about a goal, that having a goal that's worth failing for, I'm talking about having a big goal, Tammy. Something that excites you. Something that turns on. You see, there's really two kinds of goals. There's logical goals and emotional goals, John. Logical goals are reasonable. You do those for intelligent reasons. I tell salesmen who have logical goals, you're going to raise skinny kids. Confucius say, man shoot at nothing, sure to hit it. What I'm saying to you in your life, your goals have to be emotional. They have to be something that makes you feel great when you achieve them. See, there's intangible goals and tangible ones. The tangible one is the car, the house, the boat. But you don't want the car or the house or the money. What you want is the way it makes you feel. And that's a great understanding. That's why you have to have the emotional goals, because of the way it makes you feel. Now, when you have a big goal in your life, an intangible goal, emotional goal, then you are going to have conflict. You are going to have adversity. You are going to have circumstances. This may be the most important thing I will say to you today, is that there'll never be a circumstance on the outside of you that will ever help you or hurt you. It's what's on the inside that counts. So as you reach out for something big, by then you're going to have conflict, you're going to have adversity, and that's when the greatest law, and you've heard it talked about today, the greatest power you have comes into being. That's the power to choose. That is your greatest power. I talk about that so much that I think that pretty much the sum of your life right now is the sum of the choices that you've made. And that if you want something better out of life, it may be just as simple as changing some of the choices. But let me tell you, when you want a bigger bite out of life, then you're going to have adversity. And I'm saying it's not adversity, but the way you act to adversity. Personal example. Bob talked about the house. I've always had a dream when I was a little kid. I always wanted a house that